Well, it's Christmas Day again. 52 Christmas days I've been through. I mean, I've enjoyed. And some and some of you have enjoyed even more than that. And it's a happy birthday to, I know we don't normally do this, but to Leanne, who is particularly blessed and having the same birth date as the Saviour. I know it's not an accurate birth date, but happy birthday, Leanne. There are many ideas about what Christmas is really about, but each year some seem to get even more confused. So we're going to put an X, Andy. Thank you. We're going to put an X. Yes, I'm confused. What's it about? Goodwill to everyone. Being nice, kind, good, working with the homeless. Giving to charity, Tech Santa. We've had that this year. Salvation Army. Various disaster funds. Well, that's all good, but it's not right. That's not what Christmas is about. So that gets across, like a wrong answer, if you like. Peace on earth, let's make an effort with people we usually can't stand. After all, it's Christmas. Once it's over, if they still annoy me, I'll just return to my own grudges and harbour old prejudices. But Christmas is about peace on earth. So let's let go of all that hostility, at least for the holiday season, or if we can't do that, at least for one day. Well, that's a good answer, but it's not right, so we get another cross. Well, Christmas is a time to eat heroic amounts, to drink till we can drink no more, party our way through the season. We might not remember much about it, but after all, it's Christmas. Now, that may be fun, and that might be for some, that might be good. But again, it's not right, so it gets an X. Many other reasons are given for what Christmas is about. Most, if not all, may be good, but they're not right. And many will have an Xmas where the X means, I actually don't know what Christmas is all about. Every time I think about it, I get it wrong. I get an X instead of a tick. I'm not really sure what I should be celebrating, can somebody tell me? It will be my pleasure. But first of all, what's M for? M is for mince pies. How do you like your mince pie? Do you like them at all? Are you fed up with them by now? If you do like them, do you like brandy cream with them? Do you like cream? Do you like them warm? Do you like them cold? Do you like ice cream? Are you very, very sick of mince pies? Do you make sure, though, you have at least one? Because, after all, it's Christmas. M is for mince pies. A is for amaretti biscuits. I really scraped the barrel there. I don't see the point of them. No offence to any Italian friends. I particularly don't see the point of them. But you may like them. And it's everyone, each to his own, on amaretti biscuits. S is for Stollen. The key reason, some might not have even heard of Stollen. I only heard of Stollen a few years ago, being rather ignorant. The key reason why you either love or hate Stollen is because of one key ingredient, marzipan. I love marzipan, so I love Stollen. If you hate marzipan, you probably hate Stollen. Has anybody heard of Stollen? See, quite a minority. Yeah. I think it's German. Jeanette, is it German? Jeanette, is it German? You're already explaining, yes. Yeah. Okay. Back to Xmas. Some folks get a real bee in their bonnet, don't they, when they see folks using the word Xmas, because they feel it leaves Christ out of Christmas. Actually, it's the opposite. Let's go on to our next one. X is short for CH or CHI, which is Greek, which is the beginning and was short for at the time Christos, which is Greek for Christ. It's thought that the religious invented Xmas, not the pagans. Everyone knew at that point it was short for Christ. Having said that, I personally am not too keen on Xmas because many don't know that and they do use it to miss out Christ. Do you miss out Christ at Christmas? You see, the trouble is, if you do, he actually is the reason for the season. He's the one that gets the tick. When Christians hijacked what once was a pagan festival, Christmas became all about celebrating Christ. The clue is in the title, Christ Mass, a celebration or service of Christ. Well, what about Christ? Well, that leads us to our next one. The M is for Messiah. The Messiah King had been promised almost since the beginning of humanity. Humans rejected God soon after he created them. But God promised he would send someone to rescue them from the path they'd chosen. Why? Why couldn't they go their own way? Why couldn't they be their own gods and choose their own destiny? Because he knew that that path only led to damage, destruction, and finally death. And he loved you and me so much, he would not stand by and let that happen. So in the passage of time, God sent his Messiah, Jesus Christ, to be born into our world. To take on our humanity, to become a baby, then a toddler, then a teen, then an adult, just like you and just like me. And he came to break you and me out of our self-inflicted prison of self-centeredness. You and I do live, let's face it, as if the world revolves around us. It's all about living for me and my family, me and mine, me and my friends. It always, in the end, ends in disaster. Bible says there is a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. What about Christ? M for Messiah. A for Almighty. This Messiah that sent God into our world wasn't just any king. He was Almighty God. On that Christmas day, the most amazing miracle took place. The God whom even the universe cannot contain squeezed himself into the size of a little human baby. God contracted to a span, incomprehensibly made man. That's what Christmas is all about. Next time on 5 Live or Radio 4 or Radio 2 or Radio 1 and they ask you to ring in, what's the real meaning of Christmas? Tell them that. Because not many have heard that nowadays. That's what gets the tick and not the X. You see, in order to save you and me from ourselves and a devastating eternal future and from the power of evil and sin, God himself stepped down from the throne of the universe and wrapped himself in our likeness in human flesh. The created became like the creature, 100% human, while at one and the same time 100% God. You see, the good news is at Christmas, God knows exactly what it is to be human. And he's still human. And he always will be in Jesus Christ. And that's what Christmas is all about. Almighty God with us. And lastly, what about Christ? The S is for Saviour. Let's do a little experiment. You cannot save yourself from yourself. You try turning over a new leaf. Or a New Year's resolution. I'm sure we'll have some. We renew our gym membership for a month and then we have to pay all year. Or I don't know what we do. We decide to give up smoking or we drink less or we eat less, which usually the big diet thing. How long does it last? Not very long. And even if it does last, the change is never in here, internal. It's external. It doesn't heal the central problem of the human heart. But this Saviour changed all of that. And as he grew into a man, he died at the prime and tender age of 33 years, violently on a Roman cross. Some thought it was a tragedy, some thought he was a criminal. But he'd been set up, he'd done nothing wrong at all, ever, not just concerning that. He was a standalone human being. He never even embraced a bad thought. Can you imagine that? He even challenged his accusers about this. He said, "Can any of you prove me guilty of sin?" Could you say that to a crowd? Could you say it to your wife or your husband or your kids? Of course you couldn't. They'd be all pointing the fingers. But even his enemies remained silent. That's outstanding. Because they knew this man, though they didn't like him, though they hated him, was altogether different. Will you remain silent as you consider the Saviour this Christmas? Will you think on Christ this Christmas? Will you give him the benefit of the doubt? Find out more about him? Or will it just be the same old, same old? He came for you. On the cross, he took upon himself all human wrongdoing, my wrongdoing, and was punished for it. And he was making a way for you and me to be forgiven. Are you a sinner this morning? Of course you are. Then come to the Saviour, the only Saviour. He can take away your guilt, your shame, your sin. He'll turn your world upside down. He'll rock your world. But then he will put it the right way up this Christmas. And there's nothing quite like that. Now let me finish with this. If you didn't know any of that before, now you know what Christmas is all about. But with that knowledge comes responsibility, because the more you know, the more you need to respond. What will you do with Christ this Christmas? Let me finish by saying, I was speaking to a friend the other week, and he said, I like your drip-drip effect, Simon. I didn't know what he was referring to, really, but I like your drip-drip effect. You just put things in my head now and again and over. I said, well, by the time I'm 80, I probably will come to the Lord. I said, how do you know you're ever going to reach 80? How do you know you'll ever see another Christmas? You don't. Never mind my drip-drip effect. This Christmas is happening now. Tomorrow never comes. Find out all you can about Jesus when you know enough, trust him. You don't know how much time you've got. It's urgent. It's just not a nice Christmas thought once a year. This is about reality, eternity, the most important thing in your life and the biggest decision you'll ever make in your life and the one that will transform you from the inside out. Consider that this Christmas. There's no baby in the manger. That's gone. He now reigns in heaven. He's the Saviour of the human race, and he waits for you this Christmas. He's only a prayer away. Bear that in mind this Christmas morning. Amen. Let's come and sing our final carol.